say a little bit about tanning of seal skin, whatever you think is important, and the tools and what you do to take care of a good seal skin.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe start out with a smaller seal.
Yeah,
to tan it. Take care of it and tan it from the time it's killed.
You just only have a shovel with seal or a pick for to hold and put it on that stick and step it with your knee like stick and put your shovel on top of the box or wood little fire. Then you hold a knife and then scrape. Scraping.
Is it a butcher knife you're talking about?
Butcher knife, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You scrape it easy. And when you're out of that on your way or something like, you just lay it down on the floor and then scrape it with your own scraper. Just like, either way.
What's the purpose of you mentioned a box, a blazer box or something like that, do you? Or a smaller box than that, even?
Up higher.
You use a stick instead of a shovel, tool, or
no. It has to be straight.
Smooth.
Yeah, smooth.
Yeah. What's the purpose of using the butcher knife on the skin?
To clean the skin out, the inner skin out.
Oh.
On the seal.
Is the fat already all off of it?
Yes. Everything. And then...
Is this a fresh skin or was it dry?
Fresh skin or either.
Could be either.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh or dry.
When it's dry. And after you scraping it and then soak it with soaked water.
What kind of soap you're supposed to use now?
Naphtha soap.
How many years have you used that?
Brown soap?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Your family, you remember how long you...
Well, Mama used to have that kind of brown soap.
Even back when you were a kid?
Yeah. She always kept it in some place in the bag till it get a little small just for
chipping,
sand.
Yeah.
And tan. Not that she never used to for wiping or mopping or things like this, but she kept that only one little soap, kept it separated.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she gonna stand, that's the only time she used.
So this would be for taking off the fat from the hide and skin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then twist it.
It's quite a bit of twisting.
Yeah. Just like leave it around there, some places where it doesn't want too much.
Mm.
And then leave it just like overnight and next day, tweeze, till it dry. And just when it's really dry, I just stretching it with some flint.
With a flint and scraper.
Or really scrape.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
Even the water mufflers take the hair off first before they scrape the inner skin.
Mm-hmm.
Take the hair off and then the next scrape the inner skin and then.
Oh, they take the hair off first.
What do they use?
What kind of tool and equipment do they use for taking the hair off?
And the kind rock, split it good into half, try to find a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Or a shotgun shell.
Shotgun, and the brass?
Yeah.
And the brass shotgun.
Yeah, the brass. Or a can. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then sprinkle it with fire acid. Take the hair off.
Oh.
It's really more easy to use.
Which way would you scrape against or with the hairs when you're scraping and taking the hairs off?
Towards head.
Towards the head, yeah.
From the tail.
From the tail to the head.
Yeah.
And do you have this over, is it flat or is it on over something?
No, flat.
Flat.
Uh-huh. And when you're scraping it, the seal, start it from the tail.
Right.
Not to open them, you know, on the seal.
Yeah.
Because when you open it, it has all this.
In a seal, are there, if I understand, there are more than one layer of skin, right? And there's a color, some of the little colors. Now, the top layer of skin, it has a different color, doesn't it, than below it? What do you call it, that dark top layer? Is there a word for that? That outer part?
In Eskimo?
Yes.
Mama's raw. Uh-huh. And then that next to it, you know, sometimes it's thinner.
Yes.
Mamira.
Meaning less.
Less. Mm-hmm. Mamira. And that it's like it's even. Mamira.
Mm-hmm. Under this, and there's a thicker part, isn't there? Of the skin.
Yes.
Does that have a separate word?
We call it amok.
And you also call the whole thing even with the with the black layer on it.
Yeah.
But you say reason I asked you were mentioning this in water boots not to break through through the outer dark part.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, that you mean that black thing, to name it? Or?
Yes, I was wondering, the layers of, dark part of the skin, if that has a name.
Cigarette.
For that part?
Cigarette.
Uh-huh. Would be the proper word for that black outer part.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower part you still would call stomach. What's the purpose of being careful not to break through that outer part? You mentioned you shouldn't do it.
And when you are scraping it?
Yes,
it's always open.
Mm-hmm.
Open. Even you blow with twist. When you set it just like sucking it, always have the air.
You mean the inner part of it?
Yeah.
So the outer part would serve as keep air, water or air from going through it?
From a tail part, when you're scraping it straight, but just scrape it, you know?
Yes.
And from when you start from the head, it's easy to open.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Will I have to peel off the black stuff if you scrape that way hard?
From the inner.
You'll separate those parts.
Mm-hmm.
But
when you are from the top, from the hair, next to the hair, that black thing, when you scrape it hard, press it hard to the board, it always have a white color open, take that thing off. So it's not like the skin for rub. They never use that kind of, that have a scratchy thing.
Yeah, they'd rather have it not open at all.
Yeah, always. When the mufflers get kind of old, it is so open.
Leakier.
Even when you're sewing it up, when you're making the boots, sewing on it, you have to sew that when it showed up. I mean, when you sew it, when you see it, you have to sew it.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Whatever there's a break.
Yeah. Even if it's not open.
Oh. How do you sew it? I don't understand fully. What would you use? You cover it up with something? Put another patch over it or not?
Yeah, sometimes when it's kind of large.
You would put a patch?
Yeah. And when it's small, just from the top, fold it together and sew it.
I see. Do you use soap or on the skin? pick out some of the grease.
Yeah. It's bronze soap.
But the important thing is it not to break through that outer block.
Yeah.
Block
part. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how about, say, you use a head big seal too, don't you?
Yeah.
A group?
That's for body.
Yeah. Can you tell me anything about taking care of those?
Well, same way, just like that. But it's so thicker that it doesn't matter. You always use it in your own way.
It doesn't take so much care in the scraping of it.
No.
Because it's heavier.
Uh-huh.
You also scrape the inside of the Uber?
No.
You don't?
No.
You don't have to?
No,
you don't have to.
Don't have to scrape.
No.
Just take the hair off on its hair on.
Yeah. And all these seals have been first, they've been stretched, haven't they? By how do you do this? Springtime.
Stretch it with a little stick.
You're sitting out on the ground or on the open country.
Yeah.
Mm. Do they ever use the stretchers, wood stretchers, up off the ground?
When they have wood stretchers in handy, in their homes they're using it.
Mm-hmm.
Even they dry it in the winter time. Not at North Tack though, but on the coast.
How about most of the seal skins at North Tack? Are these gotten by NORTAC people, or are they traded?
By NORTAC people?
Yeah. Yeah. Including Ugruk skin?
Ugruk skin,
yeah. Could you tell me, while we're talking about Ugruk skin, you mentioned... Excuse me.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you started crimping at an early age and so on, and could you repeat what you told me about... You crimp and sell boot soles, don't you?
Yes.
And could you tell me if they're in demand, or people want yours, or anything about it, how you do it, too?
Mm-hmm.
It must be that some women do it better than others, is that true?
I think so.
Could you tell me how you make a pair of boot soles? Well, heavy soles.
Yeah, a good sole.
Mm-hmm.
They make them hair on, they call that black bottom. Take the hair off.
Mm-hmm.
And white bottom, just take that black thing off, leave it around in the ground, let it take the, it's easy to take the hair off.
You flip it? How do you take the black off?
Well, it is more easy to let it take it off with rub it with seal oil.
With oil?
Oil. On the hair part.
Is it when you're doing it?
On the hair part and on the skin.
When you want to take the black off?
Uh-huh.
Is this done entirely by scraping, or is it
No. Just kept it in while it's raw.
Oh, keep and let it.
Yeah,
would it be soured? Would it be soured at all? Or would the skin be soured at all? Or left in a warm place?
Left it in a warm place.
It would be, so it flips.
Yeah, it flips.
Mm-hmm.
And when it flips, you wash it off and stretch it out, let it dry.
Yeah.
Without any scraping, nothing.
Oh, I see.
And same way with when you tie it. You must color it, from spruce willows.
You guys some of yours?
They call it red.
Yeah.
Color stuff.
This is from bark? Using bark?
A spark.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the plant from which you get the bark? What's the word for that plant?
That's,
Well, could you continue now? We'll go back to that later on the dyeing.
You have to, when you're making a bottom, you have to soak it careful. When it's too wet and when it's too dry, it's hard. You can crimp it good.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough, you have to wash it. And you making these things.
Could you tell me how you measure the soul with your own system of measurements with your hand?
My hand?
Yes.
One time, put your hands on the board or something. From thumb to
middle finger.
Middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
And half to my forefinger from my thumb.
You take one from your thumb to your middle finger, then you repeat it, add one to your thumb to your trigger finger, or forefinger,
yeah.
Right?
Open, yeah.
That's the length of the foot. Yeah.
And then on the head part of your foot.
The front of the foot.
Yeah.
The widest part.
Mm-hmm. I used from thumb to my arm.
The first joint?
First joint of my small...
Or little finger.
Little finger.
At the cross?
Yeah.
Across the top of your hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And on the heel. That means that the place is more hard.
It won't be soft when on soap.
Yeah. It kind of, you know, kind of a little hard to make but
mm-hmm.
it's soapy. And I used to, I started making bottom when I was 11 years old. Then
What kind of tools were you using in those days?
Yes, with Hulu.
With Hulu and what else?
And rock.
Rock.
To take the hair off.
Mm-hmm.
I never used really scrapers, just rock when I make bottom. And even when I take the hair off from the
skin. How did you do the crimping in those days when you were a girl? Marks, you know. How did you make those?
I used my own teeth.
You did, huh? Even 11.
From 11.
Mm-hmm.
From 11 and then still making a bottom.
What do you use right now for the crimping?
Pliers.
Pliers.
I have not one even natural teeth.
But you do quite well using pliers.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me about what you have to do to pliers to improve them and make them into a crimping tool? Do you use them just as you buy them from the store?
No.
You don't?
You have to make it more thinner from the top.
You bevel off, you make it, you file it? File
the head,
mm-hmm.
you know?
You mentioned the pillar that your son Terry had worked on.
Yeah.
These are beveled, they're angled off in the end, aren't they? They're rather thin. The end of the pliers is very thin, isn't it,
yes.
now? Because you file it off.
Mm-hmm.
How wide are they? Are they rather...
Well,
I asked you how wide your pliers were?
4.5 inches.
Half inch, yeah.
And got to have a spring right on the handle.
Yes. Did those pliers come with a spring on them when you bought them?
First time I had nothing. I tried to use the clothespin. Coil spring on it, but I didn't make it myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, these pliers, the ones you showed me, have a little hole for a spring.
Yeah, a hole right on the, just like
here. Right here,
the
joint of the pliers.
Mm-hmm. When you tight the handle, they open itself.
Mm-hmm.
Open itself. I got those from Bell's. Yeah.
When you start your crimping, is there any part of the foot or some part of the foot where the crimping begins? So you're looking at a foot, you know, mine is right here.
Oh, this is my measurement from the measure of my foot.
I see your own.
Mm-hmm. From the toe, from the middle, around to it, this is my measurement for the crimp.
From, perhaps we'll have to put that on paper. We'll probably have to put this on paper because of the difficulty of putting it on paper, for sure.
And on the heel, my thumb and my whole second joint.
Yeah. Can you give me an idea of how long it takes you to crimp a pair of soles? You're using pliers now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Half a day. When you learn it, half a day.
You never make mistakes, do you?
No, I never.
If you make mistakes, can you do it over?
Do it over and over. So many times, they can't, people right now, they can't even make a pair a day. Just when they work on one bottom, they work it just front part, day, next day, a day.
If you were telling somebody who has never crimped soles, how would you advise them to the most important thing to remember?
You should advise them to soak it good. That's the only thing when it's kind of hard, they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to teach ladies all right, but they never.
You know, you see a lot of soles nowadays, and they're made for sale. Some of bumblebees have, in the middle they have a big crimp, and they have irregular, the sole is irregular, it's not flat. Why is that? And sometimes the end of it is shaped too sharply back. It comes back, an angle to your toe hits the end. It's not shaped right. Can you tell me why the sole is not right? You know, it's crimped and it's not flat.
When you start it straight, right? The bottom of your life is, it is the bottom, right straight.
Mm-hmm.
It always goes through that way, doesn't it? But when you hold it like this, your bottom, from where you start, you have to just watch this from here.
And the first hold is important.
And turn it, little toe to the middle of the...
You angle it back a little bit. Your first crimp is angled a little bit back toward the middle of the boot, toward the back of the foot.
Yeah. And it, when you crimp it, make it more little, hold it more bigger and a little narrow on the edge, right here.
Mm-hmm. Because the crimp is bigger down toward the bottom of the sole than it is up at the top.
Yeah.
Right there. If you do the toe crimp first or second? The crimp.
First.
The first.
First.
Then you do the heel crimp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you think of anything else that should be put down on crimping? I know one thing I wanted to ask you. You said that you have made them and people buy them from you.
Yeah.
What is the most number of soles you've made in a short length of time?
Christmas
time.
December. Yeah, Christmas time when they're making unimuckers.
Mm-hmm.
I made them one time 42 pairs inside 2 weeks. That's mean 21 a week.
Oh, and 2
yeah.
These are pairs, that is, there are 2 of them for you.
Yeah.
These are 42 pairs.
Yeah.
So it'd be 84 separate souls, double it for all these. For 42 people.
42 people.
Right.
Yeah. 42 people.
People pay you a cash nowadays?
Yes. Long time ago when I make our first meeting bottom, I used to sell for 50 cents. Boy. I think he has done that before.
How many years ago? What years were those?
I don't know. If I would go back to my early days, I would
you
know.
You do it all good. How much are you getting for an adult pair now, if you sell them for cash?
$4.
$4?
$4.
How about
that? At home.
Yeah, at home. This is at North High?
No, classical.
Yeah,
even at North
High. Oh, at North High, yeah.
For a woman, $3.50, and for a child, $2.50.
How much does the skin cost you if you buy the little skin now, or do you trade them usually?
$18.
$18?
Yeah.
Just for a medium size?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to scrape it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You do that work all yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a half ugu. When you make a bottom for all the, I usually try to use the for men's part, the tail part of a stick.
Is it heavier or?
It's heavier. And the head part for child. And the body part.
Mm-hmm. Could you guess how many pairs of soles, how many pairs of soles you can get from a medium-sized Uruk skin? So you're mixing children and men and women.
If I make
Then I'll ask you how many pair of men's boot soles you get out of one Uruk skin?
Maybe eight
pairs.
Seven pairs.
And you say you can cut also women's and children's on the same skin if you want to.
That's enough for all. Yeah.
But would you say, would it waste more?
Waste more when you cut four digits and child, you know.
Just leave more of the cut off that you can't use around the corners.
Uh-huh.
Do you get cash for all of your, or now you still get trade?
Sometimes
trade.
Yeah.
If somebody's hard up to you, or if they can be on.
But right now, it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Pretty hard.
Have you adjusted your prices over the years? When the prices of things go up, you change it, the amount you charge for your soul?
Yeah. But, that store started getting high, and it might get high.
Can you remember back what you charged over the years?
Well,
10 years ago, were you charging the same?
No.
You weren't? Right?
No. It worked out to $75.99,
mm-hmm.
$75.50
a chop. Right now, it's $3.50.
You've
had a price, so you can just keep up with the increased cost.
Yes.
Where have you been getting your
group
skins the last few years?
From Shishoulik.
Shishoulik. You ever get them from Point Hope?
I just got the first time I had this time.
Well, you usually don't get it from there. Is your own family hunting and getting over skins heavy the last few years?
Last thing, my son in law got 3 uzuk.
And you got some?
Yeah.
Some from
there.
October 28th, 1968. Adela, we had been discussing about childbirth, and you told me that you could give an example from the old days, the way women gave birth and the customs before the whites came into the country. Could you do that for me?
Well, a lot of times Mama used to say that old childbirth, always has a hard time. You know, sometimes when they're going to have a baby in winter time, most of them are going to be struggling, you know, when a woman starts pain. She was pulling the slip, maybe. Probably pulling a husband on the other side and her on this side. And she said, having a pain, if they stop and then cover the snow in winter time. Cover the snow, make a little girl. But where there's no tracks on, this way has no tracks on. Cover the snow with their snow shoes. And then put the underneath with the they have to have a fashion, but start going walking. Then, same way, old time used to do that. Same way. Summertime, it's good time, but when it's, real stormy. But it's on a real storm when they were traveling. They used to put a little beach, around.
Frame.
They used to have the same alarm, and they used the steel tent.
I wonder if they used the regular cover, or if they the birth, or if it had to be in a special one.
No cover right there when they have delivered right there.
Oh yeah, on the trail.
Yeah.
But if they were able to make preparations, they'd probably have a special one.
The baby, when they have a baby, the baby even has no clothes next to the body.
Yeah.
The mother always packs babies till 2 or 3 years old. From the birth.
Traveling.
Yes.
Moving.
But when there's people around, when they're in one stop and change. The woman has to go further from the town, from their houses, put it way over there and make a little hut with it. So when she's gonna have babies, just go over there. But the husband always feed the woman.
Bring food.
No.
You said that your mother had told you about her first child and some details about it. Would you care to say what she had said about, was this 1898?
Yeah, 1898.
Because it would give an example at that time. But were there any whites in that country then?
No.
None.
No.
Could you tell more or less what she said about it? Her first child.
She had her son, Ardo too.
Oh.
But make a little hut, alright. But she don't know in first place. But her grandmother, she could hear when grandmother talking and asking,
It was in the same, she was in the village before she put her
home.
Did she see how far it was from, or is there any way of knowing how far she was from, 200 yards or 100 feet or?
Must be 100 feet.
A few hundred feet.
100 feet.
100 feet.
Yeah. What
time of year was that?
Fall time. Yeah. That is a little happy, but she has a baby right there, but her grandmother asked her when she's got a pain, and then when it's able to push, maybe she didn't have a baby right there, but she don't know how to clean it up or how to tie the cord, so her grandma, told her, to do this and that, so she didn't. She came to get, and then she had to get this, like this. After she carried this, twisted cord.
You mentioned that she put on a belly band or wrapping of this inner skin.
Yeah.
She was going to work, but she was going to work, proper work for that material.
Mommy.
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 Yeah.
From the caribou in the
city. Even if you were down, you just
imagine. Just like a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
When you wear it, all of it, it sticks to the skin. After she clean it, after she powder it with a
little
acid, she put that skin on and then bend it with a skin. She said she never used it could cut the can.
But she did this on her grandmother's dress,
yeah.
Telling her what to do.
Yeah.
She threw in from a distance.
She never go in.
Not in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
That was after a custom in those days.
Yeah.
For someone to be alone.
Mm-hmm. And my old dad did some wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that for, when they have a boy, they have to stand that hut for 4 days.
Mm. How about a girl?
When they have a girl, 3 days.
3 days, oh. Seems like a long time.
Long time, sure. Sometimes, how come they never stay in the house? They're gonna have baby mouth. It's cause they always do that too from the beginning.
Is there a custom?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes a woman never, something happened to her. She said she remembered one time, but I forget the name.
Right.
She's gonna have a first baby. She don't know what to do. Even they tell her to do this and that, but she wanted to do it to her own way, but then she has a heart, trouble.
Mm.
And then, she died.
You were saying that it turned out that a woman died.
Yeah.
Were you through that portion of you want to do
it? Well, she died. The baby was born. But the next, what you call it?
Afterbirth?
Afterbirth. Didn't
die. Only retained or held inside.
Yeah.
Well, yes, that would be crazy.
Yeah. Baby was born, but she lived a lot of death. Nobody wouldn't go in there.
Yeah.
If a person going in there to help, she may die too.
Yeah.
Or he may die.
Yeah.
That's where the woman always had the baby alone.
Mm-hmm. Did they save the baby in that case?
No, they didn't.
Did you ask your mother about the younger children, if she had them the same way, or if there were any changes in her custom?
Yeah, just to mix the cordons. sense maybe it's the bell and I burn in the house.
Oh.
Because I asked Mama where I was born. She said in the house.
Oh.
But I don't know for sure my next sister, older sister. Mm.
See, are you the, I forget, are you the youngest?
I'm youngest.
Youngest, huh?
Mm-hmm. And my youngest sister.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
From Lily, she started having babies in the house.
Yeah.
But when first, you know, everything changed when baby